Okay, yeah, we're up to Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. The truth is, I don't know if the person before me did Yud Amud Beis of the Mishnah. Anybody know if the Mishnah was covered? I'm assuming not, and it's been a couple weeks. So I'm going to do the Mishnah on Yud Beis Amud. Yeah, Yud Amud Beis. Follow the Mishnah. Beit Shem Omrim Be'erev Kol Adam Yate V'Yikre. We are referring to the situation of saying Shema. According to Beit Shammai, at nighttime, a person, Yate, you should lie on his side and read Kriyat Shema. However, Baboker, Yamod, but in the morning you say Shema, you should stand. Why? Shenemar B'shach B'cha Uvkamecha. Beit Shammai understands it, for lack of a better term, literally, right? You must be lying down. You must be standing. But Hilamrim, no. Kol Adam Kora Kedarko. You read just wherever you want to, the position that you're in, wherever you feel like it. Shenemar, ubelat chavaderech. Just, you know, when you're walking, when you're going on a spitzir, it is not meant to define your position, but rather it is just meant as a what a person is doing. Ubelat chavaderech, right? It's not saying shenemar gemecha, ubelat chavaderech. Just examples of a posture that you might be in at those moments. Im ken lamenemar b'shenemar gemecha. So why is there shenemar gemecha? Answer, b'shash b'nei adam shochvir, b'shash b'nei adam omdim. Generally speaking, when you say Shema, when you're lying down, i.e. the time that you're lying down, nighttime, the time that you are up and about, when is that? During the day. But it's not describing a position, a physical posture, but it's describing what the more likely a person's up to at that time of day or night.
So does that mean that you're supposed to, that if in the day, then you're supposed to be standing while saying Kriyat Shema in the day, and then in the night you're supposed to be lying down when you're saying Kriyat
Shema? According to Beit Shammai, yeah. That's what he's doing.
He's saying Beit Shammai because then he's using the words B'shachva and Kumecha to talk about the position and not about the times.
Correct.
They have the times.
Right. What?
What is the use of the times?
Wait for the
Gemara. That was Daniel's shir today.
Oh, that's right. Shir, right? Talk to him. That's right.
Quote a
Mishnah. Right. I'm a Rabbi Tarfon. Ani Ayiti Baba Derech. I was traveling one day. Ve'teiti the Krokodivri Beit Shammai. I was traveling on some wagon and some vehicle, and guess what I did? I lie down to fulfill Beit Shammai. And? Fisakanti batzmi, b'nei listim. And I endangered myself, because now I was easily attackable, right? I was lying down. Amrullah, gedaita l'chova atzmacha, shavarta divrei Beit Hillel. You deserved it! You transgressed the words of Beit Hillel. There's a lot we can talk about this, but we're not going to. Essentially, we see from it what's the halacha, of course, like Beit Hillel. That's what the Gemara is actually going to go into a little bit more right now. Gemara. Bishlama Beit Hillel, kamifarshe tamayu. I understand the position of Beit Hillel. He explains his position. I understand why Beit Hillel holds like Beit Hillel against Beit Shammai. However, Ela Beit Shammai, Matama Lom Reiki Beit Hillel. Hagim Beit Shammai, why is it only like Beit Hillel? Right? Our Mishnah doesn't explain that position. You know the reason why? Generally speaking, the Mishnah will only deal with the what's a halachic position, right? So the Gemara will try and explain what's the non-halachic position. Although, generally speaking, the Gemara will spend a lot more time dealing with the halachic position than the non-halachic position. Answer, Im Ken Laman.
At least trying to back it up.
What?
At least trying to back the
halachic position.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll deal with the non-halachic position.
No, I'm saying that.
Generally, spend much more time in the halachic position. Amar lecha Beit Shammai, mikan neima kra boker uberev. Why didn't the Torah just say boker? I.e. say Shema in the morning. Say Shema at night. Why these strange language, right? Answer, my b'shach b'chav gemecha, b'sha'at shchiva, shchiva mamish. Not just the time of shchiva, but the literal, when you are reclining. U'b'sha'at kima, kima mamish. U'b'sha'at Shammai. Hi, ubelechtecha baderech ma'avid lehu. That's true, but Hillel dealt with that. It says ubelechtecha baderech. It's a conjunctive. And also. So what do you do with that word, ubelechtecha baderech, when you're traveling, right? How does that help define the posture? Answer. Ma'avid lehu. Ha'amibay lehu. I need for the following. Lechtanya. B'shivtecha b'veitecha prat le'osek b'mitzvah. Ubelechtecha baderech prat le'hatan. According to Beit Shammai, why do I need the term ubelechta chavaderech? Answer, because when you are involved in a ubelechta chavaderech, a non-mitzvah moment, you're just in a moment of reshut. At that moment, say Shema, lying down, say Shema, standing up. But if you're involved in a mitzvah, classic example of a osek min a mitzvah, Patur min mitzvah. This is one of the main sugyot that are found in Sukkah, right? This is one of the main sugyot of Patur, also mitzvah, Patur min ha-mitzvah, right? So why do I need the tun ubelecha v'derach to tell me what am I obligated for Shema? Only when I'm not doing another mitzvah. If you take a look at Rashi, ubelecha v'derach prat l'chatan, afagav dechatan nami osek b'mitzvah, who... Ilav kra yetera lo nafka la mikra kaima kivan de osek be mitzvah lo ktiv be kra. I want to show you something. Ah, here we go. Take a look. The next line underneath in the short lines of in the Rashi. Tunim yene osek be malecha mitzvah de ika tirda. See, here's the issue. I could, in theory, come up with another moment where a person is involved in a mitzvah. But what's special about a chatan? What's special about a chatan? I'll tell you. How come by an amana, you're pator, you have to say Shema, by a betula, you're chayav? We don't know the way the halacha, by the way. Meaning, but why is the distinction? Meaning, if...
Classic misconception.
Right.
People always ask,
oh, I get married tonight, I have to say Shema. It's actually not true. Because I'll tell you why. Because if it's a matter of bi'ilat mitzvah, so then what's the difference between an amana and a betula? What's the difference? Bilat mitzvah is a bilat mitzvah. The answer is, when it comes to a betula, the guy will be tired, will be so focused on that first moment that will also involve in his inability to concentrate on saying Shema. Mashen can't buy an almana. It's not as exciting. He's done it before. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, it's not as tarud, in which case, he should still recite Shema.
What if he's never... been with a woman,
but she's an almana. Okay, so apparently maybe there's less of an excitement also, perhaps. So, all right, I wanted to just point that out. Otherwise, it's bright that doesn't make any sense. What's the difference on almana? You have to understand that tarud is going to play an important role, which will pop up again in the Gemara. So let's go back to our Gemara. There's a bright talk. My mashma, my Rav Papa, ki derech, my derech reshut, af kol reshut. So what do we see from here? What is upolat chavaderech? Just like walking is reshut, so too, any other time that you're involved in a reshut, you're say Shema. As opposed to when you're engaged in a mitzvah, and perhaps a mitzvah where you're tarud, where it totally preoccupies you, then you would be exempt from saying Shema. Right? Think about it. You're wearing tefillin, osek min ha-mitzvah, pat the mitzvah. I don't have to say Shema. That's absurd. You're not tarud, right? But I'm wearing tefillin doesn't encapsulate and take control of you. Obviously, wearing tefillin, you're able to do many things, like say Shema, right? So you have to be very careful when you say osek min ha-mitzvah, pat the mitzvah. It's not a blanket statement. Because we know, for example, there are many times you can do two things at once. So there's other conditions, clues that are involved here. It's much more complicated than osek mitzvah, batar min mitzvah. But that's an important sugya to develop a little bit for another time.
There's always exceptions.
Right. Yeah, for example, Talmud Torah, by the way. Talmud Torah, you stop for Mikra Megillah. Why? No. Talmud Torah, actually, it's not true. You stop Talmud Torah to do many other things, right? The Chatan and Kala and Halvaya, you stop all those things. Okay. Mila, what Rav Shachter say? Rav Shachter, I put this on the recorder. What Rav Shachter say? You have to work. You have to work. So you don't learn Torah. You have to work, right? That's what he said. You have to go to school. You have to have an education. Right? That's what he said. So here we go. Back to our Gemara. That what the Gemara here is saying now is very simple. You might think b'shevet didach l'chavidach. Sorry, meaning that is the posture. Again, we're going to Bet Shammah. That is the posture that you have to take. B'shevet didach, sitting. Or the posture is standing. Nachu. The mechayvet ha de mitzvah petirat. But if you're involved in a mitzvah, should be pater from kretchma. Ihachi afilu koneset almana nami ay. That's the case. What's the difference? If it's also been a mitzvah, pater been a mitzvah. So if it's a koneset almana, what's the difference? Also, nami hai tarud, yasu tarud. The high low tarud. What? You're not tarud by an almana? Imishum tirda filu. I mean, again, if it's just a matter of tirda, then I could give you another example when you have tarud. By an almana, it's a mitzvah. So how come by an almana, you're pator? And you want to tell me that has to do with tarud? I'll give you an example where a person's tarud. When Mishum tirda filu tavas finato bayam nami. You, if it's all about tarud, your ship just sank. You just lost $2.5 million. You're pretty tarud. You're pretty distraught. So if you're distraught, maybe you're pater for shema. You're pater for a mitzvah. And it says, no, v'chite marinami alma. Right? The answer is, there's a very, very, very big difference. You have both. When it comes to a betula, you're both tarud and asek min hamitzvah. So we see you need both of these dimensions to be pater min hamitzvah.
So if your ship was involved in some sort of mitzvah and then it sank, that might work, no? If your ship was, I don't know, somehow, whatever it was on a way.
Maybe you're rowing your way to shore to save your life. And you have to.
Doesn't osik mean, also mean the same thing as tarud? Like if you're tarud, then you're.
Well, give me an example. If you're.
Oh, never mind.
If you're wearing tefillin, you're not tarud. No, you're just osik mean a mitzvah.
Right? Never mind.
Yeah. V'chi teima hanemelam. Amar Rav Abba bar Zavda Amar Rav Avel Chayav b'chol ha-mitzvah d'or b'torah. Chutz min ha-tefillin. Meaning, a person who is a mourner is obligated in all mitzvahs of the Torah except for tefillin. Why? Shenemar behem pe'er. Shenemar pe'ercha chavush alacha. What it says by describing Yechezkel, it's in the pasuk in Yechezkel, right? That's from Yechezkel. I'm pretty sure it's by Yechezkel. That Yechezkel was there was a death, and he wisely wore tefillin not because of osug mitzvah, pater mitzvah, but there's something special about tefillin. Tefillin are pe'er. And a person who's in mourning, you cannot wear tefillin because it goes against a person's status who's distraught, who's emotionally distraught over the loss of a loved one. It's interesting to know that's why you're patur from tefillin on the first day. Shulchan Aruch says you're patur from tefillin on the first day of burial, and you wear tefillin the second day after Nitzachama. Right, that's the halacha. Okay, hatam tarud tirdu de mitzvah, hacha tarud tirdu de rishus. So how come by an avel you are patur? So there we want to say that you're tarud. It says that you're tarud. We're doing a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Avelut. So I need to clarify what I said before, right? What do you mean? What are you tarred by mitzvah? So you might think it's just an onen, right? An onen is part of tefillin because he has to osak min a mitzvah, pater min a mitzvah. But the chiddush is even after burial, you're pater from tefillin. Why are you pater from tefillin? You're still osak be mitzvah and you're tarud pair, right?
Why only on the first day?
What?
Why only on the first day?
You see, after that, you're less tiered though. So what's the mitzvah that you're involved in? Involved in not burial, the mitzvah of avelus.
You're saying before or after burial.
I didn't explain this properly. Let me go back for a second. Pe'ercha chavush alecha. Meaning, there what we want to show is we want to demonstrate to you that this concept of an avel is patur from all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Is obligated to learn mitzvahs in the Torah except for tefillin. Tefillin are an exception because tefillin are called pe'er. Meaning, you might think. I apologize. You might think that an avos should be patur from other mitzvot in the Torah. Why? Also, the answer is no. You're still, as a chiddush, an avos is still obligated in the mitzvah. What do you mean? I don't understand. We see a very important idea that even though an avos might be tarud because he's so distraught over the death of his loved one, nonetheless, he's obligated in every single mitzvah. So, sedav and yasa say shema. Tefillin an exception because tefillin are pe'er. So, there's an example the Gemara wants to bring as an exception to a person who's tarud, who's involved in a mitzvah, who's still chayav. That's an exception, not the rule. Okay? Right. So then for the Gemara concludes, Hatam Tarud Tirdu de Mitzvah. There you're Tarud Tirdu de Mitzvah by a Kones at the Betula. Hacha Tarud Tirdu de Rishud. But in the case of your ship sinks, there you're distraught. That is only Davar Rishud. What about if your ship deals with mitzvah? Again, you're not engaged in the mitzvah. Right? Yeah, being involved in, look, business is the mitzvah. You need partners of your family. But it's the concept of you're actively at the moment, right, involved in a mitzvah. So, back again to our original conversation. Ubit Shama, this is all in a bracket. Because the problem is, what is Rashi? Okay. But Hillel dealt with very nicely how to deal with B'shach Pachav Kumecha. Well, at the end of the day, what does Beit Shammai learn from those words? But Shammai says, I will tell you, you learn L'shaluchei Mitzvah. Not just a person who's involved in Mitzvah, even a Shaliach who's on his way to do a Mitzvah would be considered Patur from Shema. It's actually by, it appears by Sukkah, could be the same way as well, right? Now, Shluchei Mitzvah could also be Patur from certain mitzvot in the Torah. He's also a mitzvah. So not just also in the mitzvah, we see even if it requires you to travel, you'd be patur from it as well. So therefore, Beit Shammai learns that even if you are shluchei mitzvah. What about Bedela? Amri Mimela, Shema Minu Dafilu Bederach Namikra, says Bedhil, he agrees. He says, yes, but I don't need a special limud for that. Because why? Because Bedhil says, I learned it from the language ubelechta chavaderech doesn't just tell me specifically when supposed to devar reshut, but ubelechta chavaderech encompasses also when you're traveling to do a devar reshut, you would be pater as well. Yeah, question. What? Yes, you're pater from
six. Because
of the fact that why? Because of tra- you're mitzvah, pater mitzvah by shema. Oh, by shema. Learn it from ubelechta chavaderech.
You said that it was that even if you're you know on a your when you're doing a
Shluchei Mitzvah. Shluchei Mitzvah.
Shluchei Mitzvah for a Dvar
Shoot. No, Shluchei Mitzvah for a Mitzvah. No.
Wait, but you said even for a Dvar Shoot also for
a Mitzvah. Did I say that? Then I mean that. Okay, no, Shluchei Mitzvah, if you're Shluchei Mitzvah, yeah. You're Pater from the Mitzvah.
Fine.
The classic example is the Gemara, Sukkah and Kretschmer.
But if it's Shluchei Rishu, then you're
no, Shluchei Rishu, yeah.
No, because the thing is, I just wanted to know, because if you're not allowed to... If you're not pater from mitzvah, even if you're avel, then as in like you know only for tefillin, that's a little bit you know. Sort of
avel, you think that an avel should be pater from mitzvah,
but then it's a little bit offside, you know.
Because
you know someone who's going on his journey can completely he's not really like you know
right.
So
look again, so we see here that an avel still has certain obligations that he has to be able to perform despite his emotional state of mind. That's so you're still you make a bracha. You still have to again not an onin. I mean an avel. An onin is exempt from positive commandments, right? So okay, back to our Gemara. Turn about him. Behilom din vekorin yoshim vekorin umatim vekorin hochim ederach vekorin osim imalachtim vekorin. Basically, according to Beit Hillel, whatever position you're in, say Shema. Up, down, running, jogging, skipping, whatever the case may be, say Shema. Umayseh Rabbi Shema v'Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, shemisubim, not in Bnei Brak, instead of b'makam echad. They were together. Vaya Rabbi Shema mute. Rabbi Shema was lying down. Lazar ben Azariah, zakuf. He was standing erect. Kevan shegiyazman kriyat Shema, hita Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar then lie down. V'zakaf Rabbi Shmuel. So they flipped postures. Amalu Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah said to Rabbi Shmuel, Yishmuel, achi. I'm sure lecha mashal. Lamad v'adayme. What is this compared to? Mashal echad she'omrim lo zekanecha megudol. They say to you, you have a very nice looking beard. Amar lehem yekeneged ha-mashchitim. It should be, shall we say, to ward off the devils, the mashchitim. That the Rashi here says, what is this? Can I get a mashchitim? Yet not to letarv the mesaprim shavi alav vashchitenu. It's cursing him out, right? He says, what are you doing to me? Right? You should, you know, shave off your beard. He's cursing him, right? What are you doing to me that you switch your postures for? Avkach, ata kolz manshani zakuv. Every time that I was lying down, ata motet. I was sitting up, you were lying down. Achshav kshani hiteti ata zakafta. Why did you switch? He says, Amar lo, anyasidiki divrei Beit Hillel. I acted like Beit Hillel. Vata sitaki divrei Beit Shammai. Meaning, was this daytime or was this nighttime? So let's go back for a second. What were the postures that they were each in? Rabbi Shmuel was lying down. So therefore, when it came to the time of Kriyat Shema, it was the daytime. So what did Rabbi Shmuel do? He set up. So it's the opposite. My mistake. Rabbi Shmuel was lying down, and then he ended up sitting up. What was the time? So he was sitting up, but he hold like Beit Hillel, and therefore it was nighttime. So it was nighttime, he decided to sit up. Oh, why didn't he remain lying down like Beit Shammai? Why did he switch? As opposed to Elazar ben Azar, yeah, switch his postures to hold like Beit Shammai. Right? I did like Beit Hillel, you did like Beit Shammai. V'lo od ela, shema yiru talmidim v'ikbu halacha ledorot. What was Rabbi Shmuel worried about? If everyone sees what we're doing, they're going to be like, oh, look, it's Rabbi Shmuel. He's lying down for Shema at night. It must be. That's what you have to do. I.e., that's what you have to do. That's like Beit Shammai. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel didn't want to do that. So he specifically sat up, even though it was nighttime, to Dafka, to go against the opinion of Beit Shammai. He was worried about what would other people say. As opposed to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he specifically changed his position and ended up being just like Beit Shammai.
Even though technically if he lay down, he would...
Good. Very good. We'll get to that in a second. My velo od. What is the second reason for? Just say the first reason. I.e., I don't want to do like Beit Shammai. What are you worried about? Kavod ledorot, right? How does that add a reason? You said you didn't want to hold like Beit Shammai, so you switched it. Why did you do this velo od? Gemara goes on to say, "V'chi tema Beit Hillel namid lehu matin." Just like Joel said, I don't understand what's the problem. If you're lying down, you're still yotze according to Beit Hillel. You don't dovka have to not lie down, right? It's just that you don't have to lie down. V'chi tema Beit Hillel namid lehu matin. Hanimili demata the ata mikara, right? You were lying down from the outset. Avahacha. But you, what were you doing? You were already lying down. And what, sorry, I apologize. I was lying down. So what did I need to do? I need to specifically not lie down. You were already sitting up. Why did you lie down? But you did an active thing, right? In order to actively act like Beit Shammai, which is very problematic. Why? Amre Shwamina Kibet Shamai Svirlu. Shami Ratamidi Mikwala Khalidorot. What was the problem? Very simple. If everyone were to see, this is the svara of what I'm very worried about. What's this Vlo'od? The whole concept of Vlo'od is the problem. Why? If people were gonna see me, I was lying down Mamela. So no one would necessarily conclude what? That we hold like Bet Shammai. But since you were going to mimic me and lie down with me, people would see perhaps, oh my goodness, he's specifically changing his posture to hold like Beit Shammai, maybe that's the halacha. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says, I specifically wanted to be sitting up, even though it's true you could hold like Beit Hillel and lie down, but I wanted people to see that I'm actively not doing like Beit Hillel to show that the halacha is not like Beit Shammai. Otherwise, they would see that both of us are lying down, and since you change your posture, people might think that, oh, you got to change your posture in order to hold like Beit Shammai. So therefore, I needed to change my posture to demonstrate that halacha is not like that. I didn't know you were going to swear. I didn't know what was going to happen necessarily. But I needed to, once you started lying down, I needed to quickly sit up to teach everybody what the appropriate halacha is. Or not to think the halacha is the other way. Tani Rabbi Yechezkel, Asak Divri Beit Shammai, Asak Divri Beit Hillel, Asak Rabbi Yosef, Amar asa kedivrei Beit Shammai lo asa velo klum. A person who holds like Beit Shammai, they did nothing. Now this is very important. Usually we don't hold this way. Usually you hold like it's very strange because in theory, as we've said before, what do you mean you did nothing? You but according to Beit Hillel, you can lie down. No, we take a very strong stance. You're not allowed to hold like Beit Shammai, right? Why? So there are different reasons that are given. One is that the halacha is like Beit Hillel, like a batko. Don't go against a batko. It's not good for you. And once it was established, there's also the Gemara, I think it's in Reuven, that says, you know what the problem is? The problem is that there are many machlokets. If you hold like another Tana, usually we don't say, lo klum, you did nothing. Why do we say such a strict approach if you hold like Beit Shammai in this case? So the reason could be very simple. The Gemara says it was a very dangerous time for Jewish people. It was going to make the Torah like two Torahs. One Torah like Beit Shammai, one Torah like Beit Hillel. It was going to splinter the Jewish people. They had to take an extreme. and in order not to splinter. No one's ever saying, oh, don't hold like Rabbi Shmo. No, that was never a dangerous splinter in the Jewish people. Since it had a dangerous root in the Jewish people, they take a much stronger stance. Like, you're not even Yotze. Say Shema again. You're not even Yotze if you say Shema lying down. They took a very strong stance. The Tanan, Misha Yarosh of Aruba Besuka, Veshuchano Betoch Habayit. If a person, just, you know, practically a couple weeks ago this was useful, a person is sitting in a sukkah, however, his head and the majority of his body is in a sukkah, the shulchan of Betoch HaBayit, but his table,
sort of useful,
right, is in the house. Bet Shammai, posting. Bet Shammai says, no good. Bet Hillel, machshirin. Bet Hillel says, shkoyach, no problem. Why? You're not defined where the food is, you're defined where you are. There's a case where the elders of Bet Shammai went to visit Bet Hillel, Lavakir Rabbi Yochanan ben Achurit. So you have the elders of Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel going to visit the great Rosh Yeshiva, right? Rabbi Yochanan ben Achuranit. Matzu Shahaya Rosho Veruba Basuka, Veshochano Betoch HaBayit, Velo Amru Lo Klum. And they said nothing to him. Why? Why didn't Bet Shammai say, no good, we see from here? What? They realized it wasn't the halacha, and they kept quiet. Amru lahem, misham ra'aya, this is a proof that, you know, that you did not like that the halacha is like Bet Shammai. Misham ra'aya, afhem amru lo. No, that wasn't really happened. They did tell him. The Bet Shammai people turned to him and said, yeah, what are you doing? You're not Yotze. Right, according to Bet Shammai. Imken, he no heg. Lo kept the mitzvah sukkah, miyamecha. They yelled at him. They said, if this is what you always did, you've never fulfilled the mitzvah sukkah. That's the real story. Not that they allowed him to do it. They yelled at him. They said, if this is what you've been having, this has been your sukkah, you've never fulfilled the mitzvah sukkah your entire life. Of Nachum Yitzchak Amar, Asak Divrei Bet Shammai Chayav Mita. Person holds up Bet Shammai, your chayav mita, very, very strong stance. Again, the reason perhaps is based on what I said before. The Tanan Amar Rabbi Tarfon Niti Baba Derech Vitei the Krokodil Bet Shammai Sakanti Batz Bipnei at least the Amrulah Kadayita Lachobatz Mechash Avar Dadiv Rebet Hila. It's the mission that we had before, right? That what's the issue that we see from here? Your chayav mita, that whether it means that you actually should be killed actually by Beit Din, for sure not. A guy will arrange it, the person who's going to splinter the Torah into two, a person who's going to really take an active stance and go against a Barco, take a very strong stance. Do not hold like Bet Shammai, or else look what is going to happen to you, and that is the halacha. Okay, so the truth is a good place to stop because the next person could start the Mishnah. So, good place to stop at the bottom of Yud Aleph.